this. Now it goes straight, there is no problem. But first time, it has an error message. I have to find that, but look into this, please. I'm sorry, let's go back. I think...
Okay. So the relationship between Gimel and Aleph, the Bchina Gimel of the Masaf and Aleph, which is the Chochmah.
Gimel is Koma Chochmah. Of Or Yashar.
Fine, but Aleph is Chochmah.
Aleph is Chochmah of Or Chozer.
Of Or Chozer.
Bravo. So Aleph is Chochmah, but of Or Chozer.
Okay, so in Kadam Kadmon, there is no spark that causes the Chochmah to happen. There is no Haka'ah.
Oh, there is.
There is Haka'ah.
Oh, yes. But there is no Derech Hitlapshut. There is an Or Chozer. Of course, gotta be Or Chozer. There is an Or Chozer. And if there is no Haka, there is no Or Chozer. But there is cause and effect. There is a system, a process called cause and effect. There is a process called Hitlapshut. That's a two different thing. Hitlapshut, that means it is what it is. You create another covering over it. Another what it is, you put another cover. And then you put another cover, what you see is not the same as what it was before, but what it was before is indebted right in the nucleus, inside of it. You follow what I want to say? Now, the Olam of Atzilut was made by what? Not by the Hitlapshut, by cause and effect. It became a cause. Chokhmah became a cause. Hakol bechokhmah asita. It became a cause of creation of Eser Sefirot shel Olam Atzilut. But prior to that, prior to Atzilut, it was not cause and effect. It was Hitlapshut. First was the Kav. Then the Chokhmah came, made the covering. Then Bina came and made the covering. The two different systems. But however, let's go back here still to work, because this has to be very comfortable in your head. This section of how Olam Atzilut was created is of utmost importance to understand how this works. That's why even in the class on Tuesday, I started to teach what is Olam Atzilut and what is Olam Bria and what is the rulership of Olam Bria, Yetzirah and Asiya. The Masach defines the dinim, defines the rules, defines the judgment. So to understanding each Masach created what and where, you have to know it created what and each Masach, each Zivug Daka created what and where. Yes. Olam Atzilut is essentially Ein Sof. It's essentially Ein Sof that is capable to make Yesh Me'ayin.
Exactly.
Of course, the Bria is Yesh Me'ayin. The Bria came from nothing. The whole Bria came from nothing. Where do you think Bria came from? From nothing.
But Bria cannot do the same thing as Atzilut.
Of course not. It has this different coma. That's a cause and effect now. Now there is the establishment of cause and effect. Originally, in Adam Kadmon, there wasn't any cause and effect. It wasn't the problem of cause and effect. It was Hitlapshut. It's above machshava. We don't know. That's the whole point that it says, because the machshava itself gets translated in Olam Atzilut.
Because Adam Kadmon, all the Sefirot are one.
Now, you see, I shouldn't say the word, you guys live alone Adam Kadmon, because now you cannot leave it alone.
No,
I should say, no, get stuck with
my
it.
My question was the absolute part. Even absolute is too far above.
Yes, that's why it's that is when you come to the tefillah, to absolute, you are belachash. There's no noise, there is no voice.
You really shouldn't be able to even understand absolute, because absolute was created, Yeshmiyah.
No, we are to understand absolute. We come from the, our neshama comes from the malchut of Atzilut. And since our neshama comes from the malchut of Atzilut, that means that we are privy to understand Olam Atzilut in fullness.
Atzilut is Seder, order. It begins the order.
Atzilut is everything. Hakol bechokhma asita. That's Atzilut. Hakol bechokhma, there is a chokhma that creates A to Z, everything, everything. Everything is in this Olam Atzilut.
There is a masaf on Malchut of Atzilut.
Bechinat, Bet. Yes, it is Malchut, but the masaf over it is now Bet. To produce the light that now we're going to understand what it means to produce the light. What is this light that is produces in Bria, in Olam Atzilut, in order to produce Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Bria? Now, let's come back here.
You made a comment about the Atzilut or Adam Kadmon. I don't know which one. I missed that. That there is no concept of Yitlapshut. Can you explain that? I'm not sure.
No, after the Olam Atzilut, it's a cause and effect. Cause and effect.
Okay.
Until Atzilut is Hitlapshut. God, we said Chokhmah, he ends off Hitlabesh into a concept called Chokhmah and created Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut.
So it's Bria. How can you say Bria is not a world of cause and effect?
Bria is cause and effect.
No.
Atzilut is Hitlapshut. I'm saying the Chokhmah Hitlabesh. And so Hitlabesh b'Chokhmah and created Eser Sefirot Shel Atzilut.
No, what you're saying is that Chokhmah is the beginning of cause and effect. So everything else is cause and effect.
Right.
All the rest is cause and effect.
Okay, that's fine. But I want to know why he's saying that that this Hitlapshut is from Chokhmah. I want to know what is the this Libushim, what are we doing when we Libush every time? We fabricate each other.
You create a vessel and you bring the light into that vessel. So the light Hitlabesh by this vessel.
Okay. It's a subjective point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Subjective point of view.
Okay.
It gives a beginning of character, beginning how things look. That's what he's saying.
And now stay just in the Sefirot. Just light comes, Chokhmah, Mitlabesh light, and that Sefirah is Sefirah Chokhmah.
Is it the same as saying like a manager goes into a department and specifically, but he himself does a task versus sending a message to the.
It's too raw. It is too raw. Don't bring it down right now. Hold on a second. It's gonna happen. Let's go. To good patience. You need the patience slowly to see the picture. It took 40 years, believe it or not, with the help of Miriam and Aharon, and Moshe, and Hashem, and Torah, and daily affairs, only to be and not worry about anything else. It took 40 years for the Jew to get it. So don't believe you and me, we're going to do it better than them.
I know that you keep telling us to stay away from Adam Kadmon.
Yes.
You know? But I read the Baal Shem Tov comes from there, which means that his consciousness.
Whoever told you this information doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's in the book. I don't
know. Okay, and the book doesn't make any difference. If they write it to you, if they write it for you and they give it to you, don't think it is right.
Right?
Huh?
It can't be higher than
you cannot go higher than the Zerampin of the of Olam Atzilut. What Adam Kadmon? Adam Kadmon, it's all light. It's not even a Let's go back here. Kuf Yud Bet, section the Ari. I am the Hey. I am reading from. Velachen, therefore, kesheratza la'ir bebriya, when he wanted to illuminate the Bria, put it on, like the light, you put the light on. Mitlabesh gam ken bebina. It says, mitlabesh gam ken bebina. Who mitlabesh gam ken bebina? Or Ein Sof. Or Ein Sof. Creates another libush. It's not cause and effect here. This is hitlabshut. It's different. Mitlabesh, now it gets another garment. It's the same. It's the same as Or Ein Sof. Another garment, but the koma is koma bina. Shebe atzilut. Not bina from somewhere else. Bina that the level of atzilut can understand. That's called koma of bina of atzilut. Actual atzilut is a koma. Which koma is actually atzilut? Chokhmah, Gimel. Now it shines a new light called Bina. Sheba Atzilut. Follow this by Atzilut. That means what I want to bring your attention now, how this light, did it go through Keter Chokhmah Bina Atzilut? Right. But neither of those guys, did they ever stop to shine on Bina?
No.
Keter Chokhmah of Atzilut were shining on the Bina of Atzilut.
Right.
And now there is another light from Ein Sof coming called Or Bina, the light of Bina, to come in. Other than the light of the Keter and Chokhmah of Olam Atzilut shining on the Bina of Atzilut. They are shining. They have their own light and they are shining upon Bina. Other than that, Ein Sof. Mitlabesh betoch concept called Bina and comes and shines on the Sefirah Bina. Let's follow here, understand this better. She la'ir mi'abira v'al yedei oto ha'bina ma'ir al yedei oto ha'bina, this light that comes from Ein Sof into Bina, and this is the Or Bina, al yadei, by this light, Bina ma'ir, illuminates Olam Bria. And this light of Bria, where it happens, happens in the Bina of Atzilut. Now, few times keep on reading this sentence, and that's the only way that you can do. You can chakuk in your mind. That's how you remember. Because you have to understand lights coming from where. Who is doing what? It's not one thing is doing here. First of all, it's Keter Chokhmah, that they are ma'irim, because it says Chokhmah, kol b'chokhmah sita. Is Chokhmah looking at Bina or no? Of course, because hakol. It's Chokhmah came first. It's looking at everybody. It's looking at Bina. It's looking at Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. That's Chokhmah, Hakol. So he's looking. Now he says Ein Sof, because of the Zivug Da'aka'ah here in Atzilut, Ein Sof. There is another Zivug Da'aka'ah in Atzilut of Koma Bet. That Ein Sof mitlabesh then into vessel, libush of Bina, umair bebina, and Bina takes this light and ma'ir be'olam bria and creates the bria. Which Bina? Bina of Atzilut. So who created olam bria?
Atzilut.
Who created, who in Atzilut?
Bria.
Bravo. Bina of Atzilut. Caused. Here we go. Lohotzi, to bring out. Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Bria.
What? Can we say Bina
Bina of Chokhmah? Why Bina of Chokhmah?
Because
that, essentially what you are saying is right, but the lingo is, it's not the way to say it like this. Because when we say Chokhmah, we are talking about the Sefira. When we're talking Bina, we are talking about the Sefira. Later on, we have to understand Nekuda too. Nekuda is different than the Sefira. We have to understand Nekudim. What are Nekudim then? Is it the Sefira?
Nekudim is everything put together as one.
No, it's one point. It's one point. What was the problem in Olam Nekudim? I mean, we are getting away from the lesson. Olam Nekudim, you had to define individuals. Tek, 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 point, 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 point. They couldn't take the light because they were not united together. So, broke. They couldn't hold on. Each concept couldn't hold on by its own. However, the Tikkun of Atzilut is to come and create a vessel for all those points.
Okay. The Bina that was created in Adam Kadmon, and there is Bina in Adam Kadmon, must be.
Forget, that's Olam, that's a Parzuf, created the Parzuf called Sag. Leave it alone.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that the Bina that comes from Atzilut must be considerably smaller.
What is the smaller?
Or diminished.
What is diminished?
Minimized.
What is minimized?
Lessened.
You're taking me to a circle. What?
It's,
no.
Yes, at that level it's not even defined. You cannot define it as...
Leave it alone. Get it out.
Because it's much...
I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to go into Adam Kadmon.
Then the first one.
I'm not going to Adam Kadmon. I don't know. I really don't.
Okay, you know what? The Bina in Etzira must be considerably less than the Bina in Atzilut.
Of course. Why? Because the different Masach, different Koma.
So everything is being minimized.
Diminished.
Minimized.
Until you get to Shoresh. Ephes, zero.
Everything.
Yes.
All different directions.
Yes. Aren't you and me diminishing all the time? In one way, we are diminishing continuously. We are burning like a candle.
Right.
We are diminishing. A candle is diminishing. But the trick is that while you are diminishing, to produce the necessary light for continuity. If you want to go with your imagination.
That diminishing happens because Olam Nekudim couldn't stand by itself.
That is the idea, to define all the points and to make, create for what was broken, to put it back and correct the problem that caused a stoppage. You follow? It caused a stoppage. So, Atzilut came and gave the idea, not the idea, Kulam, whatever is necessary to do to correct that problem. Always, what do you mean? Communication is more important than anything else? Of course. If you can't communicate, you cannot build anything. If you bring it down to the earthy level, you need communication, you need language. Otherwise, how are you going to express ideas? Now, how do you create, how do you say anything? How do I say it? I use Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh. I use the Or Chozer called from learn this, you will never forget. Eser Chozer from the Chazeh. Because I have an idea, I go to my heart, put my feeling into it, the heat of my heart, the coolness of my reot, the air, and I bring out a voice. So the idea and my feeling, they bind together, this is called Olam Akudim. They become Akud, they become one, and comes out of my mouth. We will understand that eventually Olam Atzilut comes from the Peh of Adam Kadmon. from the pe of Adam Kadmon. That's why Olam Atzilut covers in the image of Adam, it covers from the pe until Nekudah Hazeh, because that's where the vessel was created. But the light that came to create the vessel comes from the Rosh, from the head.
So that's the cut.
I didn't want this so soon to give you this, because I want you to work more in your head. But the whole thing is in our own image. We don't need to create any other image. God created us in His image to understand the whole concept. When you think, do you have Eser Sefirot? Koma what? Chokhmah. Do you get more than Chokhmah? No. The kippah is your keter, supposedly, so it's separated from you. So a spark, as you say, a or comes Chokhmah from Gavoa, Yoter Gavoa, comes into me and mitlabesh into my Chokhmah. Now that Eser Sefirot goes down, I say, hey, let me see. That means let me take it to my heart. Let's see what my heart says about it. So what I return from my heart up to my peh, that's Or Chozer. The light came, this is peh, is the Malchut of Or Yashar. At the same time, is the Keter, of Or Chozer.
Right.
You follow? It comes, it's a keter of Or Chozer.
Right.
And right here, these two, they bind, create akud, and comes out. One light that inside what I'm saying is consists of Eser Sevirot of my Chokhmah.
That's what
it says right now. That's what it says. So, the Tchom, the domain of Olam Atzilut, as far as the body is concerned, is where? From the Peh till Nekudat Chazeh. But before the Zivug Da'aka coming out of my Peh, before, it had to create, go all the way to my toes, create everything in this Adam before something can come out. Can my heart talk if Chas V'Shalom there is no legs yet? No, has to create, go, my feeling is going to go. Isn't the blood, is my nefesh? Goes to every part of my body. So the feeling comes from all parts of my body into decision, into my heart. And that is what causes Or Chozer. That means creates the kli that will encompasses Eser Sefirot Shel came from above. What came from above is a chokhmah. Koma chokhmah. So, Adam Kadmon is the whole Adam, is you. That's the most pinimi, the line inside. There is a line going inside you all the way to your toes. Right? First thing that you created is a rosh, your rosh. And then you created the rest of your body. That's the Adam, the first Adam Kadmon. Now, inside this Adam Kadmon, there is a Zivug Daka in his Chokhmah. In his Chokhmah. Produces a Chokhmah there in his Chokhmah. This Adam that was completed in his head creates a Chokhmah. That with this Chokhmah has Eser Sefirot again, goes to his own heart, creates Or Chozer in his own heart, and brings about one vessel. One vessel, no, listen. One vessel that creates what? That gives Eser Sefirot. One vessel, Akut, first Akut. Then we will learn. Then there is Olam Verudim. Then there is Olam Nekudim. Then we have Atzilut comes out to correct. What comes out of the mouth has to go through a more process prior creating a Olam Atzilut that's going to correct the Nikudim and etc. etc.
I need to ask you something.
Yes, please.
The Malchut Shmo, create the same way, create Adam Kadmon. Adam Kadmon comes from Malchut Shmo.
Now, Malchut Shmo is that Bichinat Dalet that creates a Or Chozer to capture the Kaf.
Okay, but
all the way till Keter.
Okay. The concept of Atzilut, which is Machshava, and therefore the Haka'at, let's go down to the lower, to Atzilut, and how Bria is created.
Uh-huh.
When in our mind, Haka'at means hitting.
Mm-hmm.
It means something is not right, and that's why...
No, that's not true. There is a Masach that tells the light to stop.
Okay. Well, there is a Tikkun. You say tikkun, Olam tikkun, is something to correct. Correction is happening.
Okay.
So the haka'a in Adam Kadmon, in the world of Adam Kadmon, cannot be happening because of something that needs to be corrected.
You didn't follow then what I said. In Adam Kadmon, we will realize that the pattern is given that what needs to be completed. Right. The idea of what needs to be completed became an or called Chokhmah and brought about an olam called Atzilut in order to do the correction.
I understand that.
Okay.
But Atzilut, when you said the tikkun, it implies right and wrong.
It must be in this tikkun a possibility of understanding of good and bad.
Good and bad.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you go beyond, if you go back to Adam Kadmon, there is no right and wrong.
Of course not.
It hasn't been created yet.
So is in the Atzilut, is not. The idea is there, but it doesn't mean that there is bad in there.
Right.
No, the idea is there, but that part of the Ra that is not complete is done in the Olamot of Bria Yetzirasiya.
That spark that is happening in Adam Kadmon is not motivated by right or wrong. It's motivated just by idea of to create.
That's right. It's late Pashet, to Lativ.
So that's beyond.
It's all
of good and bad.
Oh yeah, forget about it. We are not there. You bypassed Adam Kadmon. You already went to Shmo and Enzof. No,
well, I want to understand where you know.
I don't think at that level you can say it's created for right and wrong. It's created for a purpose of
Exactly. Has a goal, has a reason to do things. So it has to set up the scenario. Don't forget, the whole idea is to bring about a possibility of totally true free will. How can you be in Or Ein Sof and have a free will? You can't. It doesn't give you the space to have a free will. So that is kind of a space and place was created to allow free will. Bravo.
I just want to know the difference between the spark of Adam Kadmon and the spark is.
Forget about the spark. This is the wrong word. This is the aura of Adam Kadmon, aura of Haka'ah is when you come to the Masach.
Okay.
It's only when you come to the Masach to create Or Chozer. But prior coming to the Malchut, you got to go through three more phases. So I understand when the whole thing happens, the whole Olam, you got to go through four phases, not only phase one, that's it, Haka'ah. Prior to Haka'ah, a lot of things happen, a lot of preparation before there is a Haka'ah. The point is that you cannot do Haka'ah if you request it. If you don't request it, it's what? If you say, no, I don't want to buy.
Yeah, so, that's enough.
So now where were we to in our reading? I want to finish this section. So here it says Velachen kesharatza la'ir, we went now ched la'ir beyetzira. Let's go to a zayin or pinimi, second column. What it means? Kol ma shenimtza be'eser sefirot de'olam ha'briya, whatever there is בעולם, in the 10 ספירות of עולם בריאה, המה נמשכים ב-10 ספירות בקומה בינה. We know that they are all level of בינה, all of them. That means the chesed of this entity is Koma is what? Bina. That's the, but it's Chesed. But it's Koma is of Koma of Bina. Understand this. If Gevura, Gevura is Bina. Tiferet of this, it's again Koma is Bina. All the Sefirot have the Bina. Koma Bina shel lemala mibriya. And this Bina, this light, is above the Bria. Is the light that came to Lohotzi, to bring about. So the cause of bringing about a world called Olam Bria is a light that is within Olam Atzilut. Alright? Omitam shenitbaer bedibur atzmoch. Now, chet. Chet, it says, La'ir beyetzira mitlabesh gam ken betiferet shel abriya. Betiferet shel abriya. It says, what are you talking? He says, you know what? It came to the level of bina to la'ir bebriya. Right. Now in briya there is what? In briya there is a masach of bichinat aleph. So here it comes, we say, la'ir beyetzira. To illuminate Beyetzirah, mitlabesh gam ken betiferet shel abriya. Not the chokhma shel briya, not the bina of shel briya, shel atzilut, none of those. For Yetzirah, it hitlabesh, all the light came down from above, from keter chokhma bina. Came all the way hitlabesh bebina, tiferet shel bria, in order to la'ir, to lohotzi eser sefirot shel olam yetzira. Be careful. Where did
yetzira or asiya?
Yetzira, in the bria yetzira, in the bria yetzira. So, it says, La'ir beyetzira mitlabesh gam ken betiferet shel abriya vekan miyetzira la'asiya. Aval, let's look at this chet. Go down to Or Pnimi. Dahainu, gam ken mitam shenitba'er la'il, same meaning, same taste as we created, we discussed in regards to briya natsilut, ki olam ha'yetzira nimshach mimasach debichinat alef. והזדחכות מבחינת, הזדחכות מבחינת, that means that process, that bet was to become zach in order to become aleph. How many phases has to go in order to become zach, to become aleph? Four phases. The process is not pach, הזדחכות. When there is a striking by binding, it's not dang, finished. Is a process going. We are in the kav. So he says, this process that called hizdachechut mibichinat bet la'alef produced that light to la'ir, to illuminate beyatzira. Here we read again. Dahainu gam ken mitam shenitba'er la'al ba'atzilut ubiriya ki olam ha'yitzira nimshach mimasach debichinat alef. והזדחכות מבחינת ב' לבחינת א' מוכרח להיות בעולם הבריאה. That means this is process of going from ב' to א', it happens in עולם בריאה, not in that הזדחכות causes to produce a new light. כי שם נמצא המסך ההוא, ואחר שנעשה שם הזדחכות, יוצאים שם עשר ספירות מהמסך למעלה בקומה זרמפין. Now, this light of זרמפין is, which is the קומה of זרמפין, which is the Aleph, is נמצא, it exists, but first it exists where? In בינה, in עולם בריאה. In בינה, in עולם בריאה. הנקרא תפארת, and his name is תפארת, וגימל ספירות ראשונות כתר חוכמה בינה, and the first three ספירות of עולם הצילות called כתר חוכמה בינה, the Or Yashar, which is called Or Yashar, Ganuzim, they are concealed within this light that's called Tiferet. Omelubashim bepinimut bepinimim shel Tiferet. They are inside this Tiferet. That means Keter Chokhmah Bina Kam, and now they create a libush for themselves called Tiferet, where in Olam of Briah, and from the Olam Briah, they're going to take this light and call Tiferet, shine to produce Eser Sefirot Sher Olam Yetzira. It's phenomenal. It's really, if we get, we really see it. And that's why it says, "V'gimel sifiro rishonot keter chokma bina da or yashar ganuzim omelubashim bepinimiut tiferet." V'acharekesh nishlema haitlapshut zu. And after this hitlapshut is completed, chozrot veyordot eser sefirot shiniyot mimakom hamasach velemata. This masach that is in the bria from the masach velemata. It comes down, Bekoma Zerampin, there is a light of Koma Zerampin, Vehem Nikraot Eser Sefirot Sher Olam Yetzira. Now we came till Yetzira, and we understood that there was an Oren Sof, Hitlabesh Bechokma, and Lohotzi, and bring about, brought about Eser Sefirot Sher Olam Atzilut. And that happened in Adam Kad. And then we said we came after Olam Atzilut, there was the Zivug Daka B'Masach of Bechinat Bet. That means there was a Yizdachechut from Gimel to Bet. And then there was another Zivug Daka on Bet, created Eser Sefirot, Lotzi, light of Bina, brought about a light called Bina, in order to produce Eser Sefirot Sher Olam Bria. And we know in Tiferet Shel Olam Abiria, in Tiferet Shel Olam Abiria, there was a Zivug Daka and a Bichinat Koma Aleph called Zerampin, captured a light called Zerampin, Tiferet, and this light shined upon and Hotzi brought about Eser Sefirot Sher Olam Yetzira. We finish this section, Baruch Hashem. The light of it is Ruach and all that, we'll come to it, but let's first understand the structure, who did what, and when, and where.
Now, because this way we understand that Yetzirah really means your measurements, your midot.
Yes, afterward, yes, we'll get to that. We'll all, yes, they are essentially correct.
This is the same as DNA passing on.
And put a libush on it. So it comes to the point that you and me can make sense out of it.
Because each DNA has some level in there.
It leaves something. It's exactly, it affects, it puts another point, another point, another point, another point, another point, another point, another point. It's we don't see unless we fill up the points. Make everything point, 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 point. When we put all the points together, then we see a parsuf. But then it's not only one. There are more to do in order to complete the job. And the whole thing is to understand the system, that how the breakage happened, to understand the cause of the breakage, to understand the purpose of the breakage, because it has a purpose. And what is the goal of the breakage? Because nothing happens just for nothing. All that idea and all this understanding is embedded in Olam Atzilut. All this. The only thing that we need really, truly, honestly, after so many years to bring from Adam Kadmon is there are five parts of him. Ein Bet Sag Mem Hei Ben. Out of these four parts of him, of Ein Bet Sag Mem Hei Ben, Ein Bet, forget it. It's beyond our comprehension. Forget the Ein Bet. It is from the Sag. It's from the Bina of Adam Kadmon that we start to make some sense of what things happening. Ein Bet is already in the Chokhmah. It's the Chokhmah that is beyond our comprehension, how that could be. But we know that that Chokhmah eventually came about, brought a Chokhmah in order to create La'ir Be'olam Atzilut. It's that Chokhmah, they called Ein Bet. That Sag came about the opportunity to create Olam Bria. That Mem Hei, Olam Yetzirah, that Ben was the pattern and the work of Olam Asiya. That's the only thing, honestly, we should know. We don't need more than that. But to understanding of Atzilut, how is the setup is, and how the Zivug Daka that happens in Olam Atzilut that creates Bria Yetzirah Asiya, part of it is Neshamot too, isn't it? What is the light of Bria? It's Neshama. So the Neshamot were created where? In Olam Atzilut. Because you said it yourself. So the light of the Neshama, really the source of it is where? It's Olam Atzilut. That's the light that created Olam Bria.
It's not the source, it's the birthing of it.
Whatever you want to call it. I call it, it's the source. That's where it really appears. It's not correcting the point. The point is a light, is a nitzut that didn't have a vessel.
Yeah, but it has to be exactly the same light that...
Oh, precise.
Precise light.
Oh, yeah. If the vessel is not exactly correct, the light doesn't appear into
but
it.
What I'm trying to say is you cannot separate that piece and say it needs that light and let me correct that little piece of this whole system.
Oh, point. Point.
Well,
you'll define the point. You gotta tell me your point. Until you don't become strong enough to define me the point, then the vessel is not made. The moment that you are able for you to explain the point, your point, you have created the vessel for it. If you cannot transfer it, it's because of the lack of the vessel. Now it depends, it's what stage it becomes, if it is clinical. If I find out, go to a DNA before the kid is really grown up or that thing has exploded, go to his DNA and realize there is a problem, I can take measures, preventive measures to correct that DNA.
That DNA has the interconnection with other DNA.
That's the whole purpose for you to find that DNA and correct that DNA all the way to the source. That's the whole point, you're right. You're absolutely right. Is that me to correct that DNA that it is not good? Make it balanced, make it good. We are talking about changing your nature. Isn't this changing your nature means? On Tuesday we were talking, you're moving columns. You have to be able to move columns. He said the whole world stands on three columns. But it didn't mean that the right gotta stay into the right and the left gotta stay in the left and the middle gotta be always in the middle. No, I can take the middle to the right and the right to the left and the left to the middle.
Can we say, Mr.
Melamed? But you can only do that when you establish, I'm sorry, when you establish the central column.
Yeah.
I can do it.
I can get the idea and establish the central column instead of establishing in the center, I establish it in the right column. The idea of central column, I put in the right column. Can I do it? Yes, of course I can do it. And by this, change energies.
Can we say that there are two categories of Tikkun? One specific to that point, and one related to other, let's say, Am Israel, that you have to make the connection to all the way collectively.
There are always two things. Remember, there is a cause and effect, and there is a Itlapshut. It's a two process. It's not one thing. It's not one thing you got to do. There is something that the lights won't get done. What's the idea of the light? To Latif, to continue. That's the light. And there is the Shmo, the vessel. Something is the vessel Shmo is doing, something is that the Oren Sof is doing. It's both of them. One is dealing with the vessel, the other one dealing with the light. Appropriate light. Looking what appropriate vessel is created, immediately to fulfill it.
Okay, you mentioned again about cause and effect and Itlapshut. So when you look at the Itlapshut, what goes in your head? Did you explain that? What is it that you know that I don't know? That when you say Itlapshut, you know, what I'm trying to find out is why do you keep repeating today that either you go through cause and effect or Itlapshut? What is the difference?
Either you learn from your teacher or you're going to experience it yourself. It's very simple. If you mitlabesh, that means what I tell you, you take my dibur and make it your libush. You don't need to do experience. I already did the experience. That's itlapshu.
Oh, okay.
Now, you say, no, I don't want to litlabesh. I want to experience it myself. Okay, go do it yourself. That's a different way. You're going to get the light. You're going to get the light. There is a way you get the light by Itlapshut, you get the light by experiencing.
Okay, Itlapshut is really the beginning of free choice.
I mean, I made it very primitive.
It's free choice.
It's everything else. It's whatever is necessary. Come on, when you go to your bed, do you go with your work clothes? No, you wear a different clothes. When you go to the wedding, do you wear the same clothes? No, this is different libushim, different thing. By the libush that you create, by the vessel that you create.
What force you bring from the heavens?
That's right. Now, whenever you bring something, you bring light down, there is a judgment.
In the separate
follow. There is a judgment. Now there is a cause and effect.
And there is a judgment?
Of course. Whenever you pull the light says, okay, did you pull it right? You brought it to a proper vessel. If you brought it to a proper vessel, there is a good judgment, there is benefit. But if it is a bad judgment, there is a punishment.
In Sefer Yetzirah, Abraham Avinu does say we have the force to bring to this earth. What kind of force we can bring to this earth?
Yeah, you have free will.
You know, it's the, what are we? Who are we? It's really what defines us. It's what force we bring to this earth.
Shiyeh lachem Shabbat Shalom. Let's put it on this. Next week, Bezat Hashem, we go Perek Dalet.